This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining me now for a quick reaction, Sheriff David Clark, who's the Milwaukee County Sheriff. Sheriff, great to see you. What'd you think of Senator Booker's remarks?
What's he so angry about? I mean, when Donald Trump uses that kind of passion, they say he's angry. But the only thing he didn't use was a car in every driveway and a chicken in every pot. A lot of latitudes there. But he talked all around a big problem for the Democrats this fall. And that is their flawed candidate, Mrs. Bill Clinton, who should have been under criminal indictment. She's a confirmed liar. She left people to die in Benghazi, all that kind of stuff that he just kind of like, you know, acted like it wasn't there. But that stuff matters to the American people. So, you know, this thing will go on just like the RNC. They'll get their pom-poms out and you-rah-rah and whatnot. But stark contrast, I think, with the Republicans. Donald Trump is the law and order candidate. And this DNC seems to be about embracing criminality and criminal behavior, trying to mainstream criminal behavior, hold these individuals up as if they're martyrs and symbols of the new civil rights
movement.
Well,
let's just frame that for the viewers so they know what you're talking about. So tomorrow night on stage here, the mother of Michael Brown, the 18-year-old who was killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, among other mothers of African-American men who were killed at the hands of police officers, will take to the stage. Michael Brown's mother is the most controversial, however, because her son was the aggressor against a police officer, and while he lost his life, the DOJ concluded it was because of his own actions in attacking a cop. Go ahead.
Well, I think they all, if you look at a common denominator among most of those there, they were resisting arrest. Eric Garner was resisting arrest. Freddie Gray was resisting arrest. Michael Brown attacked a law enforcement officer and tried to disarm him. Another one, a guy from Milwaukee, Hamilton, was beating a Milwaukee police officer with his nightstick when the officer had no other choice but to use deadly force to save his own life. But the thing is, look, moms are going to do what moms do. Moms love their kids no matter what. We all get that. But here's the question I have, Megan, and I keep asking, where are the dads? When there are no fathers around to shape the behavior of young boys growing up, they grow up to be unmanageable misfits that the police then have to deal with aggressively.
I just can't thank you enough for being here for me. This has been a difficult week. There's no question about it. And I am so proud of my team, some of whom are here, that helped put this together. From the convention team, to the Democratic National Committee staff, to all of the volunteers, to our donors. It has been a remarkable team effort. And you know, sometimes you just have to take one for the team. And that's okay. It's okay.
Our economy is so much stronger than when they took office. Nearly 15 million new private sector jobs. 20 million more Americans with health insurance. And an auto industry that just had its best year ever. Can be satisfied with the status quo, not by a long shot. We're still facing deep-seated problems that developed long before the recession and have stayed with us through the recovery. I've gone around the country talking to working families, and I've heard from many who feel like the economy sure isn't working for them. Some of you are frustrated, even furious. And you know what? You're right. It's not yet working the way it should. Americans are willing to work and work hard. But right now, an awful lot of people feel there is less and less respect for the work they do. And less respect for them, period. Democrats, we are the party of working people. But We haven't done a good enough job showing we get what you're going through, and we're going to do something.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, if we're going to get back on track, ladies and gentlemen, bottom-up movement, it really demands that we, the people, get involved. And I'm seeing this, bonfires of, you can call it enlightenment, renewal, a situation where, you know, people are just fed up and they can't stand this anymore. And the only difference is going to be that we, the people, get involved. And I invite you to do that. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Michael Rubin is with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He focuses on the Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syria, Turkey, and the Persian Gulf. He is the author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael Rubin, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, ever since Turkey, I was in Ireland at the time when the attempted coup in Turkey broke out. And, of course, I almost called you right then, but I wanted to get you on the air so that we could talk about it. So I think, you know, now that some of the dust has settled, give us your analysis of what happened with this attempted coup and where we stand today.
Well, you know, there's all numbers of theories floating around, and I actually think that there's no one clear group behind this. It was more of just a last-minute attempt that a number of different groups joined in. You had the traditional Kemalists. Those are the people who follow Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, the founder of modern Turkey, who believed in the separation of mosque and state. They were upset with President Erdogan's tendency to try to make Turkey into much more of an Islamic republic. You had the followers of Fethullah Gulen, a former ally of Erdogan. He's also an Islamic cleric, but they've gone their other ways. That's the people that Erdogan is blaming. And then you had a theory out there, which is actually quite interesting, that this is sort of like a Reichstag fire, that Erdogan wanted some sort of crisis in order to crack down. And whether or not it really was a Reichstag fire, Erdogan has taken it and run with it, and now you have more than 100,000 people who have been arrested, fired, or detained. And Turkey is well on its way to becoming a dictatorship like it's never seen before. The question for American policymakers is, does Erdogan want to be a Vladimir Putin, or does he want to be an Ayatollah Khomeini?
Exactly. Well, Michael, when you and I last talked about Turkey, you talked about Erdogan and his model and his deliberate way of moving Turkey more into an Islamic state. But he did it slowly, you know, like that frog in the boiling water. He turned up the heat, but now he's been given a license to go full blast with the heat, hasn't he?
Well, absolutely. And I think part of this is the mistake of the United States in that when President Obama decided to condemn the coup, instead of simply condemning the coup, he urged all parties to stand by President Erdogan. And so President Erdogan has interpreted this as a green light. Today they arrested 48 journalists. Before that, they fired more than 3,000 judges. Now, the judges had nothing to do with the coup, but Erdogan has decided that this is an opportunity he's not going to miss. And the fact that the United States is standing by, he basically says, I can get away with this. And now you have reports that people are in soccer stadiums. They're getting tortured. There's talk about renewing the death penalty. It almost is reminiscent of a scene out of Latin America in the 1970s.
Exactly. This is absolutely horrific, and this is what I was concerned about as well. And, Michael, what about our, you know, military bases? You know, Turkey is important to us because it gives us some military support, you know, base support for our aircraft, have access. Is this going to get compromised, or because President Obama is backing up Erdogan right now, it's business as usual on that side?
No, it's going to get compromised. For the short term, it's business as usual, but you're absolutely right. We use the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey to launch operations against the Islamic State in Syria. And what this crisis has let us see is really the true Erdogan, because what he has been saying is basically, I'm going to blackmail you, he says to the United States. Mm-hmm. Either you extradite this cleric based in Pennsylvania, a guy named Fethullah Gulen, or I'm not going to let you conduct operations against the Islamic State anymore. What this basically means is he'd rather play his petty political grievances than defeat the Islamic State. And this comes against the backdrop of lots of rumors, and not just rumors, lots of evidence that behind the scenes Erdogan has backed the Islamic State the same way that behind the scenes Pakistan backs the Taliban. So what the United States really needs to do is not simply get blackmailed, not simply rely on Turkey. We have F-16s in Jordan. We have an Air Force base, which we've been building up in Romania. Perhaps it's time to press both of those into action, or else another carrier strike group, which we will deploy from Norfolk, Virginia, into the eastern Mediterranean.
Well, Michael, Erdogan has created some of this confusion in doing what you suggested, and he's playing both sides to the middle here. And you kind of answered the question, because my ultimate question is, where does his ultimate loyalties lie?
Well, ultimately, his loyalties lie to Erdogan himself. I mean, the man is a megalomaniac. The man may be off the rails. I mean, once upon a time, he said when he was mayor of Istanbul, democracy is like a streetcar. You ride it as far as you need, and then you jump off. He's taken a running leap. Mm-hmm. And the question is, he's embezzled more than $1 billion. He's built these huge palaces. When I talk to Turks, they honestly think that as the 100th anniversary of modern Turkey approaches, again, the 100th anniversary will be in 2023, mm-hmm. Erdogan wants to close the door completely on the chapter that was started by Ataturk, perhaps reignite the caliphate once the Islamic State itself dies, and perhaps become much more of a sultan than just a president.
Well, Michael, let's go to Iran. Give us the latest there. What's happening?
Well, the fact of the matter is we've now passed a year since the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and what we see is exposure of one of the secret deals, which shows that Iran will have a breakout capability much sooner. But even if Iran adheres to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, to the letter of it, even if we say that all these missile launches don't count, the fact of the matter is the clock is now ticking, Bill. In 9 years or so, Iran is going to have an industrial-scale upgraded nuclear program which won't have any international monitoring. So what we now see is that the agreement, which the White House said would end Iran's nuclear ambition, at the very least is just a roadblock. And the next president, if the next president serves two terms, is going to come face-to-face with a nuclear-armed Islamic Republic of Iran that has not moderated and is as aggressive as ever.
Is that reversible at all with the new president?
Well, ultimately it will be. It all depends on leverage and coercion, but leverage has been a dirty word to this administration. Mm-hmm. Let's hope it's not to the next one.
Michael Rubin is with us, ladies and gentlemen, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute. A lot has been going on in the past couple of weeks, needless to say, here domestically. We've got a couple of conventions off and rolling that we're dealing with. But lest we take our eye off the ball, it is important for our national security to, again, keep a pulse of what is going on there in the Middle East. And none better than Michael Rubin, author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. More from Michael Rubin on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter? What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix, because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Easy to work. Up antenna, switch on, press talk button, and you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, cape and all, why not, man? Let's go at it. Bill Martinez here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Michael Rubin continues, former Pentagon official whose major research areas are the Middle East, Turkey, Iran, and diplomacy. Michael instructs senior military officers deploying to the Middle East and Afghanistan on regional politics and teaches classes regarding Iran terrorism and Arab politics on board deploying U.S. aircraft carriers. Michael, you know, we got to talk about our favorite rascal, you know, the one and only Vladimir Putin. What's he up to in the midst of all these deck chairs being reassigned?
Well, you know, Vladimir Putin seems to really have come out on top. When it comes to the Turkey crisis, which we were talking about before, the real winner has been Vladimir Putin. Turkey and Russia used to be at loggerheads, but this is what Secretary of State John Kerry has never understood, Bill, that while the United States looks at diplomacy about how to come to a win-win situation, how to get to yes, Vladimir Putin looks at it as a zero-sum game. So if he can peel Turkey, a NATO member, away from the United States, if he can create that deep suspicion, he's going to come out on top. At the same time, Putin has been threatening the Baltic states, and perhaps he's even been emboldened by some of the statements coming out of the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, who basically raised a big question mark about whether the United States would come to the defense of those NATO members in the Baltic states.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, it's tough enough when you got John Kerry going all over the place, you and I are talking about it, making some of the statements that he's made, and then Donald Trump on the other end. And it's just like you just want to tell people, hey, can we kind of like, you know, call time out on some of these anecdotes that you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, this is one of the things, and, you know, this is also one of the things that I also worry about with regard to presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, in that the desire to get the short-term deal, be it over Syria, be it over some other crisis, is allowing Vladimir Putin to pocket other chits that really we shouldn't be giving up on. For example, a free Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin isn't stupid. He realizes that if he can provoke a crisis and then offer an olive branch to solve it, and one of the concessions which we would give is to basically turn our back on the Ukraine, turn our back on Georgia, perhaps in the future turn our back on the Baltics or Poland, it all fits as part of a pattern, and it's not a pattern. It's not something we should get ourselves sunk into.
Michael, right before the second election, the re-election of President Obama, he had said in an open mic that he didn't want people to hear, saying that he was going to be able to have more flexibility with Vlad. He wanted the message to get to him that once this is over, that he'd have a lot more flexibility. From that statement to now, what has changed?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. Vladimir Putin has showed his true face. We all realize that the reset, which marked the beginning of Obama's first term with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov, was basically a failure. It played into Russia's hands. We need to recognize, and this is a consistent problem in the United States, that we like to self-flagellate. We like to think that everything is our fault, that somehow we're responsible for the grievance. We need to recognize that sometimes the problem is with our adversaries, not with whoever was the predecessor in the Oval Office. And until we recognize that, we're going to be played every single time.
And then we make statements that global warming is the most significant international cause we could deal with. How does that put the rest of the, you know, terrorist attacks and the unraveling of the Middle East in perspective? I mean, we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills here.
Well, you know, Bill, my first degree is actually in biology. And one of the things I learned in biology is when you have a model and it doesn't have predictive value, stop making predictions from it. When Secretary of State John Kerry goes to East Asia, and this is a couple years ago in Indonesia, and says the greatest strategic threat is global warming at a time when China is on the offense, seizing islands and atolls from the Philippines and other countries, it leaves all of our allies scratching their heads. Just the other day, 2 days ago, Secretary of State John Kerry was at it again, describing air conditioners as a greater threat to mankind than the Islamic State. I'm not so sure that just shows that we are completely inside out and upside down inside Washington. It's no surprise that there's so many people out there so disillusioned with us, not only in the United States and the U.S. electorate, but across the globe.
Yeah. How do you gain any kind of reasonable consensus with your supposed allies while your enemies are being emboldened when this kind of rhetoric is coming out of, you know, the Secretary of State and, dare I say, even the President of the United States?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the problem is that in domestic politics, when a president loses his credibility, every 4 or 8 years, with a magic wand, there's a new president enters the Oval Office, and that problem is resolved. But on the global stage, there is no magic wand. When the United States loses its credibility, it can take decades to restore that trust, and Obama has really burned through that trust during this administration, be it with Saudi Arabia, be it with Japan, be it with Australia, and it really is incredible just how he's played Skittles with U.S. security.
Exactly. And Michael, he tells us, looking straight in the mirror, that we're better off today than when he became president of the United States. And he doesn't understand why people are critical of him, and they don't get it, that he's the all-knowing, all-wise Pumbaa here, and he's got it all figured out, and that we're just all a bunch of knuckleheads.
Well, ultimately, it's an ultimate arrogance. But, you know, you got what worries me is some of his agenda, be it with the Iran deal, be it with some other issues, environmental issues, he hasn't relied on the democratic process. He's relied, for example, on executive orders. He's bypassed the traditional mechanisms within the Senate with regard, for example, to the Iran deal, not treating it as a treaty, but treating it as an agreement. What he doesn't realize is that this sets a dangerous precedent because future presidents can do the same thing. And whether it's a Republican doing it or a Democrat, it's just not healthy to bypass that. President Obama has said several times that the reason he's relying on these executive orders, Bill, is because Congress isn't cooperating with him. Well, newsflash, it's not the job of the Congress to cooperate with the president. That's
yes.
called balance of powers.
Exactly. Well, and here we are, election year, and Michael, I know millions of Americans are struggling with the two candidates that we have, primary candidates, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. There's so much to consider here, and it is a tough situation. I mean, where you got Hillary on one hand, it represents basically a third term of Obama policies, which, speak for themselves, though she would want to insist on some other, result and try to convince us differently, and bless her heart, but, sometimes you think she's delusional. And then on the other hand, you've got a virtual loose cannon that you just go, whoa, on one hand, does Washington, D.C. need to be turned upside down? Yes, but, are we going to have a lot of unintended consequences as a result of things being, pretty well broken up?
Well, I just wish we could reverse flip the tickets on their head and have Pence versus Kane, because, I mean, both of them are honorable men with different philosophies, which mm-hmm. would be worth debating. What really gets me is this antipathy towards trade, and I think people are simply reading the stats wrong. After NAFTA, after we had the North American Free Trade Agreement, manufacturing jobs actually increased for 7 years. It was only in 2001 they took a plunge. So my conclusion, it wasn't caused by NAFTA because you had that bolstering of employment of manufacturing. It was actually what was the death blow to manufacturing jobs was some of the WTO deals with China, and perhaps we need to stop pussyfooting around China then. Hopefully both candidates would confront China, but I don't see that happening.
Well, you first have to be realistic, I think, about it. And, it's kind of like Henry Ford said, if you say you can't do it, you're probably right, that you can't do something. At least, in one hand, you've got somebody saying, hey, look, I don't want to take a look at it. But you wish that, at least I do anyway, for terms of diplomacy, that you dial back a little bit. Because when you're coming out so aggressively, you don't necessarily need to be coming out shooting your Fanner 50s right off the get-go. You can ask the questions in much the same way that Ronald Reagan did. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, has been with us. Michael, always a pleasure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nusvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ilikethewayilook.com. ilikethewayilook.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally, his friend? The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You got to keep your eye on the ball there. There's always somebody there to do the dirty work for you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Deneen Borelli is with us right now, chief political correspondent with Conservative Review, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation. Deneen Borelli, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Bill, good morning. Thanks so much. It's great to speak with you.
Well, it's been too long, I'll tell you. Your husband, actually, you know, he kind of, you know, stays he's been with us quite a bit, and I've missed you. So good to be talking right now, especially in light of, you know, these conventions. We just got through the Republican National Convention. Black Lives Matter has been forefront. They seem to have been somewhat, you know, quelled, at least in Cleveland. We'll see what happens in Philadelphia. What do you say?
Well, I really hope there isn't any acts of violence that happens. I'm so glad that, as you mentioned, things went well in Cleveland. But I got to tell you, with Black Lives Matter, Bill, I cannot believe that our president of the United States has basically given them legitimacy. He has had numerous leaders from this movement come to the White House to meet with him in person. Mm-hmm. And that sends a really bad message, I think, to our country, because clearly Black Lives Matter is a radical, disruptive organization. And here we have President Obama basically meeting with them hand in hand. I find it outrageous, really.
Well, you have the President of the United States endorsing them, giving them the good housekeeping seal of approval. He's given them cover. The mainstream media has given them cover. And meanwhile, they think, okay, they've got, you know, they've got credence here and standing, and they're having, you know, they're having their way. Quite interesting, you know, this weekend, the release of the movie Hillary's America. And we're going to be talking with Carol Swain, Dr. Carol Swain, in a little bit. And she points out all the Democratic Party maneuverings that were really anti-black. And it's amazing when you look at the history of that and go, why are blacks even saddling up with the Democratic Party whatsoever?
No, and that is the question of the day, really. Why is that a majority of black Americans overwhelmingly support Democrat politicians? And when you look at look at the urban communities that are ran by Democrat politicians, and they are on fire. If you look at what's going on in Detroit, look at Chicago, the crime, the high unemployment rates in these communities, it's because of the failures of progressive policies. Your schools, they're failing our children. Individuals are not able to employ themselves like they should be able to support themselves because of high taxes and regulations. And what people need to understand is that what the left is brilliant at doing is pitting the parties against each other. They're quick to call Republicans racist, or if you're a black conservative, I'm called a sellout and a token. And it's because they don't want the message of freedom, the message of liberty, to be communicated to those in the black community. So what they do, they play on fear and they play on emotion, especially when they play the race card.
Well, they've been at the forefront at hyphenating America and making us the ununited states of America. That is the whole point here. If we're bifurcated and we're divided, then we know how that proverb goes. It is united we stand, divided we fall, and we've been falling, haven't we, Deneen?
It's true, Bill, and that is why it's up to individuals to think as an individual. None of this groupthink, and don't just support someone just because of their skin color or their name or whatever. Look at the policies that they're pushing, the policies that they're promoting. Are you and your family better off since Obama, for example, has been in office the last 8 years? Are you able to keep your insurance? You know, he lied to Americans with Obamacare, for example. Keep your plan, your doctor, your rates will go down. So many Americans are hurting today because of the failures of progressive policies. And again, they pit Americans against each other to hide the message of liberty, to hide the message of smaller government, because that is what our country needs, smaller government, less regulations, lower taxes. Those are pro-growth solutions for our economy.
Well, and they're proven solutions, Deneen. There's empirical evidence to that point, exactly what you're saying. You know, you said something just a moment ago about our politicians, including the President of the United States, lying to us. And I know that is not an easy thing that comes out of your mouth, you know, and it rolls off your lips in such a way with some caution. But at some point, you got to call it for what it is. The mainstream media has given them a pass. He tells us that we're better off than we were before, that Obamacare has just been this resounding success. And I look around and I see unemployment rates, more people on welfare, more people, you know, supposedly dropping out of the labor market, which I say is ridiculous because it's not like you can totally drop out. I mean, you still have a family to feed. Like all of a sudden you're going to come home and say, okay, kids, we're not eating for the next 360 days because dad's out of the labor force.
Right, and record number of Americans are on food stamps as well.
Exactly.
But we can use their words against them to promote our message of freedom and liberty and personal responsibility. I mean, look at the coal miners, for example. Obama said before he was president, Bill, that he wanted electricity rates to skyrocket and he wanted to bankrupt the coal industry.
Yes, exactly.
And look at what is happening. And this is on video. We're not making this stuff up. And yes, we can call him a liar and anyone else who wants to put the coal industry out of business, because we're talking about the livelihood and dignity of Americans. All people want to do is work and promote and support their families and just have government leave them alone. But we look at that industry, it's been decimated. And, you know, I've met some of these coal miners, and it's really upsetting to see that this has happened in America.
Exactly. Yeah, when you see the cities, the blight in these cities around this country, it is heartbreaking, Deneen. And you think about the individual lives and stories that go along with it. It's more than just the blight of the cities. It's the individual lives that are affected because of poor policy.
Right, and you would think voters will want to at least try something different or at least look the other way and see the difference, the dynamics from progressive policies to conservative policies and principles. And deep down, I know a lot of Americans, they have that conservative value and principle. But when you think about black conservatives, for example, if I'm an American first, but for me to tell my story, I have to use the labels so that people can get it and understand. But it's best to leave the labels out and just talk about the policies. You talk about school choice, for example. What parent does not want their child to have a great quality education? You have President Obama. He didn't want to support the voucher program in D.C. But his girls are set for life. They have a great education. So you put that dynamic in front of a mom or a dad who lives in Harlem, whose kid is faced with gang initiation and poor schools, and tell them that story.
Yes, exactly.
And get people to think. Get people thinking.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've all kind of, you know, fallen victim of the, you know, cultural grape juice, so to speak. I mean, you know, we were talking in the last couple of weeks, or well, actually, when the announcement came out that Snoop Dogg was going to be performing at the DNC. And I called him out. I go, Snoop, how are you doing this? I mean, you're going to go and perform in front of a bunch of people that are responsible for 40% of the abortions, you know, perpetrated on your black children. How do you entertain people that have done that, you know, to your black families?
Yeah, what was his response?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Crickets.
You know?
Yeah, crickets.
They got theirs. They're set for life. And, you know, Beyonce as well. I mean, look at what she did during the Super Bowl with her performance and the black power and just highlighting that, for example. I mean, and they don't look at how the consequences of these failed policies are harming Americans and especially harming those in urban communities. It doesn't matter to them because it doesn't affect them.
Well, Deneen, thank you so much for being so fervent about pursuing the truth like us, no matter where it leads, because that's what's most important. If we're going to unify this country, it's going to be unified, you know, based on the values and the foundation that are critical to this democratic republic. Deneen Borelli, chief political correspondent with the Conservative Review, Fox News contributor, author of Blacklash on Bill Martinez Law.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-second walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-second walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. You know, joining the good fight to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us, because it is that significant and vital, and especially for a time such as this and this 21st century America that we're looking at. With us right now, we're honored to have the one and only Peter Schweitzer. He's the president of the Government Accountability Institute, best-selling author, including his latest book, which has now become a movie, Clinton Cash. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Peter, I guess Google couldn't mess with the analytics, the trending on Facebook and everything. I mean, Zuckerberg had to think, oh, my goodness, how can we slow this train down? But the response for the general public on Clinton Cash was beyond overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, it's tremendous. Number one trending on Facebook North America. We had more than 290,000 people tune in to watch it. And we know that in a lot of cases, people had several people with them watching it. So the audience we reached was enormous. And I think it just shows, Bill, the hunger that people have for information on Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are areas that the media won't go, things they won't look into, questions they won't ask. And then also sometimes, you know, there's just stuff sort of thrown up there that is more on the level of rumor. What we did was look at facts, look at information, do serious investigative work, and we put together a portrait of the way in which Bill and Hillary Clinton operate, and it's really quite scary.
Well, Peter, we talked when you first released the book, and we've had several conversations about this and connecting the dots, and I, like you, have been astounded that the mainstream media has refused to do their job on these issues. As you say, you know, you're not asking people to put a bunch of tinfoil hats on and, you know, and sing some sort of anti-Clinton mantra. I mean, here's the facts to connect the dots. There's a cause and effect relationship, and clearly, in many cases, the difference was we had a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and a former president whose speeches suddenly, you know, start to skyrocket in terms of their value.
That's right. I mean, to pick just one example to show how absurd the media's position has been, as the book came out, or before the book came out, we went to some of the top investigative units in the mainstream media. We went to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and ABC News. All three of them ended up running stories that were supportive of the material and the stuff that we exposed. The New York Times in particular did a 4,000-word front-page story in the New York Times about the Russia uranium. That story came out last year. We've had all these presidential debates on the Democratic side. There have been numerous interviews that Hillary Clinton has done on CNN and MSNBC. Has she been asked a single question about that Russia uranium deal? No,
exactly.
She has not. So think about any other public figure, any other politician in America. that had a 4,000-word front-page piece in the New York Times that said you had undisclosed donations that you were hiding going into your foundation. It was coming from Russian-connected entities, and you played a role in transferring 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia. And any other politician in America who had a story written about that, like that, about them, would be subject to a barrage of media coverage. With the Clintons, it's been radio silence from CNN and these other outlets.
Exactly, and that's the most astounding thing, Peter. I sat in a room, there's probably eight of us watching the movie, and on the uranium deal particularly, one person couldn't help, it was a guttural response, and they just said, that's treason.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. People are used to presidents and, you know, powerful politicians, you know, giving ambassadorial appointments, you know, make this guy that gave me a bunch of money or raised a bunch of money for me, I'm going to make him ambassador to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. People, unfortunately, have become accustomed to kind of rank-and-file corruption. But the uranium deal shows the extent to which the Clintons are willing to sell just about anything. I mean, this is the material that makes up nuclear weapons. It's for civilian nuclear technology, and it's the Russian government.
Yes.
Buying this, and you have money going to the Clinton Foundation funneled through these companies like Solida, a Canadian that is actually owned by the Russian government, is funneling millions of dollars to the Clintons. And it's absolutely shocking.
Well, Peter, the other thing you point out in the movie, which you did in the book, of course, was exactly what happened in Haiti. And it seems that Haiti is kind of the microcosm of this model that they use, and that is where they go where the money is. So if there is an influx of money, particularly government money, they're swooping down like vultures, getting control of that government money, all in the, you know, the idea, the surface look that, you know, they're just out of their beneficence. They're there, but it's all about them, clearly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And Haiti is a very sad but true example of that. And I tell people, if you want to find ground zero of people who are fist-shaking angry at the Clintons, go to Haiti. I mean, the Haitian community in New York is out protesting in front of the Clinton Foundation on a weekly basis because you had hundreds of millions of dollars sent to Haiti for the purposes of rebuilding. And that money has not helped the Haitians. It's ended up helping a handful of Clinton Foundation donors who give them money, who give them speaking fees. In fact, one of the things that we highlight in the book and in the film is gold mining. You know, Haiti mm-hmm. has a long history with gold mining that is, you know, controversial. I mean, it deals with slavery. And so they stopped giving out gold mining exploitation permits, as they call them, years ago. Well, they started doing that again while Bill and Hillary Clinton were in charge of Haitian reconstruction. And the first gold mining exploitation permit goes to this company called VCS Mining that has no history of gold mining whatsoever. But what they do have is Tony Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, sitting
Amazing.
On the board.
Exactly.
I mean, you cannot find more of an insider deal than that, and I think a more stark example of the kind of exploitation and cronyism that the Clintons engage in than that.
Do you find it ironic that she's the first to talk about how the ultra-wealthy are getting more money, the middle class, the poor people aren't getting anything, and the Clinton Foundation is an exact example of the very thing supposedly she disdains?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And it shows the two different models that we're talking about. So, you know, you look in the world of high tech and you see a guy like Bill Gates or, you know, you see the late founder of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs. They become fabulously wealthy because they produce products that people voluntarily choose to buy. Nobody forces you to buy an iPad or an iPhone. People
Right.
choose to do it. Contrast that with the cronyism model of the Clintons, where they go to places like Haiti or Kazakhstan or Colombia, and it's all about speaking out and squeezing a deal with the government whereby you get a important asset like a gold mining permit at the expense of somebody else, and you get that deal not because of merit, but because you're the one that's greasing the white palm. That's the biggest contrast, I think, between sort of traditional free market capitalism and the crony capitalism that the Clintons excel at.
It's, to me, quite amazing what they've been able to execute here, Peter. You know, countries usually go to war to get access of people's minerals. And what the Clintons have been able to do, based on a quid pro quo model, is go in and set up their cronies in play, supposedly. I mean, use the power of the government and the power of the Secretary of State position, allowing some, you know, special treatment, and to be able to access the minerals of these different countries. This is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the film and the book take you to, you know, four different continents. You know, from Central Asia to Africa to Latin America, to show how governments, you know, in these countries control who gets a mining permit. And mining in these countries is enormously profitable because they don't have the safety or environmental precautions that you have in the United States and elsewhere. So
exactly.
Getting those assets is enormously lucrative. So if you have the Secretary of State and her husband on your side, and they can do favors for you as a third world despot, you're going to be glad and happy to give a mining permit to one of their buddies, because it's going to help you in the end. And then
right.
The mining buddies, of course, are going to put money in the pockets of the Clintons. So everybody wins, except the people that live in those countries and American citizens who now get decisions based on personal profit for the benefit of the Clintons, not policies based on what's in the best interest of the country.
The other thing that came out in terms of a general anecdotal comment, Peter, with the group that I was in, is that, you know, this seems so acceptable. And we're not hearing anything from the mainstream media, nor are we hearing anything from other politicians. This speaks of a model of acceptance that could run much deeper than the Clinton Foundation.
No, I think that's a great point, Bill, and this is what I try to tell people, that look, this is about something more than the Clintons. I mean, I know we've got an election coming up, and there's a lot of attention focused on it, but here's the bottom line, what everybody has to recognize, independent, Republican, conservative, liberal, Democrat, everybody. In Washington, D.C., if you give politicians a means by which they can get rich off of government service, they will take it in a heartbeat. And it doesn't matter if that politician is a liberal or a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have with the Clintons is a new and dangerous model of self-enrichment. And if we don't deal with this, Bill, we could have, 5 years from now, a Secretary of Defense deciding, you know, I'm going to put my spouse on the lecture circuit. I'm going to set up a foundation. I'm going to take money from all these foreign entities. We are
sure.
going to see the sovereignty of the country undermined.
Exactly. Well, Peter, congratulations on the movie. I would say on behalf of hundreds and thousands, if not millions of people, we appreciate all the hard work that went into the book, the movie Clinton Cash. And, of course, now the book is going to be on paperback. Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, best-selling author, including, of course, his latest book, now going to paperback, as I mentioned, Clinton Cash. Peter, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much for having me.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing.